Dodson calling. Mr. D had shops across Norwich and he delivered to more than 80 towns and villages all over the county. They were the Harrods of Norfolk. Today, our supermarkets are packed with people and goods and they also make deliveries to our homes, but that's nothing new. Take the shopping empire, which was created by John Dodson more than a century ago. The name was known for quality and fast service, no matter where you lived. Well, almost. It was in 1913 when John announced, "Our effort to use the motor in place of the horse delivery has proved most successful, and greater dispatch and prompter service will result." And he went on, "We appeal for the cooperation of our customers to help avoid late-night deliveries. Orders taken would be delivered by the next day, and their high-tech motors made calls all over the county at least once a week. Cash prices will be charged only to ready money customers whose accounts are paid promptly at the commencement of the following month. It is impossible to execute orders from strangers unless accompanied by a remittance or satisfactory reference. All orders of £1 and upwards sent carriage, paid by carrier or luggage rail, not passenger." So there. John Dodson, with HQ at 28 London Street, had branches across Norwich and they were all works of art. The displays in the shop windows and inside the stores were brilliant and very clever. And how proud the people look in the series of photographs taken more than a century ago. They show very smartly dressed men in white shirts and long aprons, wearing ties and proudly standing outside the tea dealer store. Others are in dark ties and suits at the colonial stores, among an enormous array of fancy goods and groceries, all tantalisingly displayed, stacked high and wide, in pyramids, in baskets and crates, looking so attractive and appealing. Well, the goods, I mean, not the men. And John Dodson did much good work to help others. As Guardian Chairman of the Workhouse Committee, he sat on a number of committees who helped others not so fortunate, and there were plenty of them. He served on the committee of the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, the Norwich Asylum for the Blind, the Traders Association, and was one of the managers of the Norfolk and Norwich Savings Bank. John was City Sheriff in 1906-07 and was instrumental in founding the Girls' Home in Bottle Street in the city, and he was a circuit steward at Chapelfield Road United Methodist Church and a superintendent of the New City Sunday School. Oh, and he was also a Justice of the Peace. From Allen's Hair Restorer and Alcock's Corn Plasters, and from World's Pills to a tin of Zog, you could buy the lot at Dodson's. I wonder what a tin of Zog was.